Hello?
Hi. Calling on behalf of Metro Research, I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure that we have a representative sample of all genders, let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
And thank you for taking my call. What is the year of your birth?
1974.
Excuse me?
1974.
And what is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Black.
And are you registered to vote? Or like many people, you're not registered to vote?
Yes.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, the U.S. Congress, and other local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Certain.
And how motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 meaning you are extremely motivated. Excuse me. From 0 to 10, what do you choose, ma'am?
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel you have using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power, 0 meaning has no power.
5.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Racism and discrimination, student loan debt, forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, jobs and the economy, climate change, criminal justice reform, police violence, abortion, immigration, voting rights and democracy, Israel-Palestine conflict, health care,
inflation.
Please choose two.
Race and discrimination.
Okay. And what would be the other choice?
I just gave you inflation. And then race and discrimination.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you feel very favorable. 5 meaning neutral. 0 meaning you feel very unfavorable. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
Kamala Harris.
5.
Hakeem Jeffries.
5.
Joe Biden.
5.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third party or independent candidate?
Independent.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate?
the independent candidate.
Okay. From the options I have here, but if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate? Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities and traits? Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support him? Or makes no difference?
Much more likely.
Is honest and ethical?
Say that again.
Is honest and ethical?
More likely.
Is too woke?
Is what?
Is too woke, W-O-K-E?
Is to work?
Is too woke, W-O-K-E.
Is too woke more like?
Yes, ma'am.
More likely.
Okay. What to build? Wants to build black wealth.
More likely.
Protects abortion rights.
More likely.
Fights racism and discrimination.
More likely.
Is effective and gets things done.
More likely.
For each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress. Using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that it describes extremely well, 5 meaning it describes somewhat well, 0 meaning it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
8.
Looks out for people like me?
8.
Puts people over politics.
What are the lesser options too?
Secures borders?
Neutral, 5.
Wants to build black wealth?
5.
Grows the economy.
Six.
Defends democracy.
Seven.
And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. Now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. A 10 meaning that a statement is extremely motivating to you, convincing reason to vote. 5 meaning is somewhat unmotivated, and 0 means not motivated at all. Here's the first one. As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgiveness loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and grow black businesses ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I don't know if that's applicable to me. That's not applicable to me. I'm not an entrepreneur.
Okay. From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? From 0 to 10. Remember, 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 5, you're somewhat unmotivated, In zero, you're not motivated at all. Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, you're breaking up, ma'am.
And I'm doing this to motivate what?
Let me read it for you one more time. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made for each one. Please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat unmotivated. 0 means it makes you not motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. And remember, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay. The other one says, thank you. This other one here says, as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs.
10.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to 1,400 cash relief checks that come my way under Democrats' legislation during the pandemic.
Damn.
As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided relief, real relief, and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
Ma'am.
Now I'm
going to
read you... we are almost done, ma'am. I'm just going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last 5 years. Please rate one or two action that you feel has the biggest impact on your life personally. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels of Black Americans. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin cost at $35 for seniors. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested in Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurship. Sent out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. And you can choose two or up to three.
Student loan debt and unemployment.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they do not. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new business and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise back black families out of poverty.
And what am I supposed to do? Choose, what am I supposed to say?
Oh, just choose the statement. Just choose the statement that comes closest to your opinion. The first statement says we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. The other statement says we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
The first one.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why
we
should vote for Democrats.
How many of these statements are you going to repeat? Because this is getting really long.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. We are at 90%. We are almost done here. This is the last area of statements. I have 10 more questions. And these are short ones. But I'll read a lot faster for you so we can finish quickly because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. Here is the same dynamic from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that the statement I read to you is very convincing. 5 meaning that the statement is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 meaning that the statement is not convincing at all to you. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. While Republicans have chose Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of America to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
10.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drugs. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expand coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10 means what?
10 meaning the statement is very convincing to you. 5 meaning it's
the statement is very convincing. 10.
Okay. So the one here says costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down cost by capping prescription drugs cost at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
7.
Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress sent Fox to pray instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background check, creates red flag laws, and makes big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
6.
No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a man, woman, and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
8.
We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you? to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the highest?
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the highest. And sometimes in a survey like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And once again, for each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning it describes them extremely well, 5 meaning describes them somewhat well, 0 meaning it does not describe them well at all. Wants to build black wealth. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
5.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
5.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party? Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party? Oh, I was just asking, do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Democrat.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time employee.
And for whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
And my last two questions. Last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$100,000.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend church or religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, several times a year, show them or never?
Once a week.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your time. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.